Well, a week is a long time in sport, and cricket has proven that once again. It began with Australia winning their first ever T20 World Cup. It ended with the shock resignation of the Test captain, Tim Payne. He's walked away from the top job after text messages with a female colleague from Cricket Tasmania became public. They included an explicit photo and the use of graphic language. The texts date back to November 2017, when Payne had only just returned to the national team. At the time, nothing was said. Then Payne was appointed captain in April of 2018 after the ball tampering saga in South Africa. He promised to make us proud of cricket once again. But no sooner was he named the skipper than Cricket Australia realised it had a problem. The woman who Payne had sent the text messages to made a complaint. She had been dismissed from her job with Cricket Tasmania and she had been charged with theft. The female staffer was claiming sexual harassment. She said the graphic images were unwelcome. Both Cricket Tasmania and Cricket Australia investigated. Tim Payne was cleared of improper conduct. Both investigations ruled it was a consensual exchange. Payne then fessed up to his devastated wife, Bonnie. Bonnie told News Corp over the weekend, "I felt betrayed, hurt, and upset. I thought, do I walk or forgive and rebuild? I chose the latter." Tim Payne says since then, he's known this was a ticking time bomb and one day it would explode. And it finally did on Friday when the messages were published. There are a number of unanswered questions. Payne is only admitting to this now that he didn't meet the standards of an Australian captain. I think what he really means is he's finally had to resign because it's been made public. That's the only difference. And there was clearly a bit of a cover-up back in 2018 because the last thing Cricket Australia needed after the ball tampering saga was for the new captain to be caught up in a scandal. So at the time, they moved the thing to one side. Now Cricket Australia is admitting they should have sacked Tim Payne at the time. Here's the chairman, Richard Freudenstein.
"I acknowledge that the decision clearly sent the wrong message to the sport, to the community and to Tim, that this kind of behaviour is acceptable and without serious consequences. Faced with the same circumstances and with the benefit of all the relevant information about this matter, Cricket Australia would not make the same decisions today."
But here's the thing. Richard Freudenstein received a briefing when he joined the board in 2019. He was told about the historical case and he decided to do nothing. Now, all of a sudden, he says we would do things differently. He says in future, there will be background checks before appointing the next skipper. Background checks? Good luck finding someone who's never done anything wrong. Good luck finding someone who's never offended anyone. And there's plenty of hypocrisy going on here. And don't forget, this all involved two consenting adults and a bunch of text messages. There was nothing physical, nothing illegal. What he did was stupid. And it was a slap in the face to his wife, Bonnie, who'd just given birth to one of his children. Bonnie was holding the fort at home. Tim was holding something else. Luckily for Tim Payne, his wife has forgiven him. If she didn't do that, he would have lost his marriage and he would have lost a whole lot more. Bonnie Payne is obviously a forgiving woman. And if you're a parent, you probably reacted like me. My main thought was, how do I ensure that my children aren't caught up in something like this one day? Because as we've seen with Tim Payne, a mistake like this can be costly. In some cases, you can lose your job. Well, here's the thing. There's no resignation, no investigation and no complaint and no breakdown of trust and no crisis within your relationship if Tim Payne never took the photo of his willy. Camera phones and genitalia don't mix. Nothing good will ever come of it. You can overcomplicate issues like this if you like, whether it's a private matter, whether he should have resigned or stayed on, the rules of employment law, whether the texts were unwelcome or not. But it all comes back to this. Don't take photos of what's inside your pants. And that's a message for females and males. We've seen what's happened to young women when these photos fall into the wrong hands. It can destroy your world. You break up with the boy or the girl, and before you know it, they're splashed all over the internet. And we've seen what can happen to men. Guess what, boys? Nobody wants to see it. I'm not aware of a woman in the world who wants to see a photo of your willy. You can look at it all you want, but nobody else wants to receive it as a photo.